And good afternoon. My name is Reverend Dr. James Gibbs, and I am the president and CEO of an organization called National Society of Christian Educators, Incorporated. Our email is jmrgibbs@comcast.net. And our website, which is very important to go to, National Society of Christian Educators, our website is www.nscinc.org. Once again, that's www.nscinc.org. Okay? Now, let me just tell you a little bit about who we are, our mission statement, National Society of Christian Educators, is committed to equipping the people for the work of ministry. Throughout each community, wherever we may be, by focusing on high-risk and troubled youth, and this is also a focus on such areas as drugs in the community, gangs and gang warfare, teenage pregnancy, school campus violence, and homeless children. We'll focus on those five pillars. That's what we've been about. We are 501c3, and since 1989-1990, we have been resting on those five pillars. We've had a number of banquets and community-wide workshops trying to reach troubled youth and those that have fallen through the cracks in not just a particular community, but communities throughout. Because I know that every community in every state, everywhere in the world, has inner cities. They have children that come from single-parent homes, children that are living on the fringes of our society. So this is what we focus on, in terms of giving back to the communities those things that we can. Our mission is to do whatever may be necessary or desirable to at-risk and troubled youth, to educate them through community-wide workshops and symposia, volunteerism, and we use the assistance of teachers and university personnel, professors, etc., particularly our local pastors and local law enforcement, so that they may eventually achieve a place in society as productive and fulfilled adults. We're making a lasting and positive impact on the quality of life for those inner city kids in particular by partnering with various foundations, and we have been fortunate to have been taken in by partnership groups. And one is an organization called Give $1 to Save One Partnership. Another is Black Male College Explorers Program, Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, Tallahassee, Florida. And then Cornerstone Solutions. They come out of East Point, Georgia. Cornerstone Solutions Incorporated. Then locally we have Ernest J. Lane Men's Apparel and Promise Center of Excellence and the Skopeck Publishing Incorporated, S-O-K-H-E-C-H-A-P-K-E Publishing Incorporated. They are, these partners are creating a continuum of care with intervention programs and activities of multiple levels that are sustainable and measurable over time. I might say that I am a local pastor in the community in the Tallahassee area, and I'm trying to partner the gap between the local church and underprivileged kids. Now, that's who we are and what we're all about. title of our BBS Internet radio program is Solutions. Solutions. We don't have the answers as to why the world faces so many problems today, nor do we have the answers to those problems. But you, listening audience out in radio, internet land, you have the solution to each of these issues. We know that these issues have been around perhaps since the beginning of time. We know that as far as drugs in the community, as far as gangs and gang warfare, we know that these things have been around. We know that teenage pregnancy is a continuous problem in most communities. We know that school campus violence, when we think about the Virginia Tech situation, and I'm sure that Columbine comes to mind. We can think about other such tragic events that took place on high school and college campuses. We know that those things have been around. We know that there are homeless children. We know that such programs as Feed the Children have been around for many, many years. So what we want to do is take those issues and put them on the debating floor before you, Mr. and Mrs. Public, to come up with solutions. I don't know of any way to resolve this issue, but I know that it is an issue. It's an issue for our governments, both on the national scale and on the international scale. And I believe that if we talk about these things long enough, somebody out there has something to lend to us that can help us. What we've tried to do in the local North Florida community is, for instance, last month, we held a symposium, and the symposium consisted of several kids coming to a community center, and my wife and some faithful volunteers from the community, they all got together and they began to write letters and send them out to various vendors, to Kmart and to Sears and to Walmart and to Publix and Winn-Dixie and all sorts of places, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you need them, for various things. We were looking for backpacks and supplies to give to the kids that they could get a good start in going back to school. They were very successful, and also we were able to plan a meal for about 50 kids. Now, that's not all the kids in the world, but it is certainly a lot of kids that we were able to feed from about 13 years of age and under. I even saw a couple of arm babies, handheld babies in their terrible twos and 3 and 4 years of age. And I might add that today being the third day of September, the Black Male College Explorers program, you remember me telling you about one of our sponsors, under Florida A&M University, donated tickets to take an entire array of young people to the opening football game here in the local area, Tallahassee, the Florida A&M University playing the Fort Valley State University. Now, to many of us today, you know, football game is no big deal. You say, hey, it's a football game. But these kids were very, very happy. I could see a smile on their faces. And the parents were overjoyed that somebody was able to do something for them that had never been done before. That's what we're all about. We want to create a atmosphere, a continuous atmosphere of giving. And The dialogue that we wish to establish today would focus on, first of all, as we look at our community concerns, we don't always have to go right down the line, but we look at such things as school campus violence. We want to focus on school, just for today, school campus, maybe next week when we come back for our next radio broadcast. We'll be talking about something else, or it might be that someone out there has some other issues that they want to raise concerning school campus violence because they have kids that are in college. And we want to be able to talk about possible safeguards and look at those things. And I believe that down around the bottom of the hour, we are going to take calls from the audience out there, the listening audience, so that we can have a little dialogue and find ways, find solutions to some of those critical issues. But for right now, school campus violence is, I don't have any of the statistics in front of me right now, but I don't really need the statistics. Everybody out there knows that every school anywhere in the world has had some kind of violence to take place on that campus. It may have been unreported. It may have been someone may have been mugged. Someone may have been raped. Someone may have been robbed or something of that nature. Or it could have been much more violent than that. It could have been bloodshed with guns and things of that nature somehow that came on the campus. We know that drugs often play a major part in any kind of violence, whether it be drugs in the community, gangs and gang warfare, or even homeless children or teenage pregnancy. We know that drugs often find their way into the very fabric of our country. And so I would that you jot down a few of your questions, and you can send those questions to our BBS headquarters. We have a toll-free number here that anywhere in North America, there's an 888 number, 627-6008. That's North America. Live anywhere in North America, please call 888 toll free 627-6008. And we want to hear from you. Anybody else outside of North America, you can dial 533-413-4522, and you should be able to reach the people at the BBS station, and they can route you through to us. I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about my book, and the reason why this book is because of a crisis situation that I encountered while I was pastoring a church up in Western North Carolina. A church that I pastored was an inner church. It was in the downtown area. When you walk out of the parsonage pastor's residence, you could go down the walkway and go down to the street, turn a corner to the right, to the left, and then you would be right down in the hood. That's where all of the gang activity and gang fights and all that sort of thing, we were just that close to it. Every afternoon when school let out, coming from dropping kids off. There was a bus stop in front of my church on Bartlett Street. Right there would be a major port where kids, almost an entire busload, would be let. And when they let the kids out, there would be a fight that ensued every day, rain or shine. There would be this fight that would take place, whether it be boys or girls or whatever. And I would see this, and I'm sure that other parents saw this, and I really and truly believe that the police were afraid to come. It's a feeling because they never came. But when, as I looked at this thing day after day, I began to pray on it and ask the Lord, why was this so, and what could I do to impact the situation in some kind of way? Because I'm too old to get out there and get involved with the scuffling around with young kids. Cut me. And so, as time went by, I had to rethink my life and how blessed I was to be able to have the opportunity to work on my doctorate degree. I had already completed my master's at the Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta. It took me 4 years to the seminary program because of the journey that I traveled. I was pastoring a church about 285 miles away down in Live Oak, Florida. I had to drive from Atlanta to Live Oak and then back to Tallahassee and then back to Atlanta. And I soon contracted a blood clot in my right growing area. Commission, and I missed my first graduation. But I was determined to go back and continue my experience. But after having done so, it was about almost 20 years later that this come back to my mind as to what was going on at that church years and years ago. Then I came out of seminary in 1993. Now, so I was inspired. And the title of the book is Responding to Crisis Situations, Confronting Today's African-American Youth. My name is the Reverend Dr. James R. Gibbs, Jr. This book was published in August 2009 through eBook Time in Montgomery, Alabama. eBook Time, published August 2009, eBook Time. You can get it on my website. I have this book published in my website, www.fceinc.org. That's right. You can write directly to the company. It's eBook Time, LLC, 6590. Yes, that's like the pumpkin. Pumpkin Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36108. And the website for the publishing company is www.e-booktime.com. That's in lowercase. The ISBN number, ISBN, is 978-1-0862-082-1. Let me run that one more time so you can write that down, because the ISBN is how you locate the book. ISBN, once again, is 978-1-60862-082-1. Copyright 2009 by yours truly, Reverend Dr. James R. Gibbs. Once again, the title is Responding to Crisis Situations, Confronting Today's African-American Youth. Let me just take the back cover and read a little bit to you. The book is How to Create a Community-Wide Awareness from a multicultural, interdenominational, holistic, and theological perspective for at-risk and troubled youth. It is based on my experiences as a Christian educator, youth counselor, and pastor. Through personal witness of African-American youth, I have experienced firsthand and swallowed the bitter pill of poverty, violence, victimization, and homicide. African-American youths are statistically greatest perpetrators of crime in the communities and the lowest academic achievers. It is my hope to create a greater community-wide awareness beyond the playing field and look for the real role models in their respective communities, such as teachers, pastors, mothers, fathers, and grandparents. In my book, I will place greater emphasis on the role of parenting and education in influencing youth to partake in activities which will hone their abilities and create positive outlooks on life. The active involvement of various organizations, schools, and individuals could hasten the achievement of these goals, for unity leads to revolutionary reform. That's my writing there, and I have no idea where that came from. I think it came to me in a dream or something, and Lord willing, I'm going to be speaking at my church tomorrow on the subject of dealing with dreams. And, of course, you can be able to go there, but you can certainly contribute if you'd like. The subject of the message is Behold, this dreamer cometh. It will be taken from Genesis 37:19. Joseph and the dreams that were implanted in his mind by his father, Jacob. All right. Now, I'm getting ready to take a break and get me a drink of water, it'll be about, let's see, I had said that I'll wait just a couple of more minutes and take about a 2 or 3 minute break. And we're back. This is Solutions. My name is Reverend Dr. James Gibbs, and I'm happy to be with you today. This is our opening. This is our debut, and we're happy to be with you today. We are speaking on the subject of school campus violence today, and I've already indicated the mission statement. And let me remind you again that the phone lines are open. All persons in North America, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's for North America. And anywhere else, it's 530-413-4522. And once again, that's 530-413-4522. And for North America, it's a toll-free number, 888-627-6006. It has been interesting for me to have had this opportunity to speak thus far, and we will be talking on the subject of school campus violence. And so anything that you could contribute to the safety of our children and our young adults on school campuses. I've heard the local campus law enforcement talk about different things. I've heard local law enforcement, the police officers and detectives and computer technology people and so on give their spill on different things. But for some reason, for me, as a educator and as a pastor, this seems to be not enough. It seems to be not enough. And so that's why I'm Mr. and Mrs. Public out there, because you have the solution to all of these problems. Somebody knows exactly what to say. Now, we need your support, your input on these, and we also need your financial support. So that's why I mentioned my website, because you can go through the website, and there's a PayPal contribution form there, www.nsceinc.org, lowercase, and you can order the book, Responding to Crisis Situations. I've given you the NSB number, the ISBN number, which is 978-1-60862-082-1, published August in 2009, eBook Time, LLC, and it is 6598 Pumpkin Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36108. And the web address to the publishing company is www.ebooktime.com. And that's a lowercase ebooktime.com. Okay. And so if you have your questions and would like to responses, we're going to take this time to open up the floodgates for questions for any of you who may be coming in. 1-888-627-6008 is North America. 1-888-627-6008 is for North America, and all other places, 530-413-4522. All right, we will await your call, and engineers will let us know when someone is ready to state their case. Let me take a moment. I guess they will let me know when they're ready with this. Let me just take a moment once again to recognize our partners, those persons who have been with us and who have stuck with us for a while and who have shown their support to us, invited us to different events, and who have come to our events. And number one, we have Give $1 to Save One Partner, or One Partnership. Give $1 to Save One Partnership. Another one of our partners is Black Male College Explorers Program, Florida A&M University. That's Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, Tallahassee, Florida. Then we have Cornerstone Solutions Incorporated, Ernest J. Lane's Men's Apparel, Promise Center of Excellence, and Scopey Publishing Incorporated. We are creating a continuum of care with intervention programs and activities on multiple levels that are sustainable and measurable over time. That's who we are. That's what we're all about. The name of our program here on BBS Internet Radio is Solutions. The reason why it's Solutions is because we have all the questions, but only you have the solution. I'm going to shift to the book just a little bit until a call comes through. Interpersonal violence has a dramatic impact on the health of American youth. Homicide, the salient and easily measured impact, account for one of every five deaths among youth, ages 15 to 24, and 58% of deaths among black males, 15 to 19. Did you know that from 1985 to 1990, firearm homicide rate increased 141%? For all 15 to 19-year-olds, and nearly triple among black males in the same age group. We have been able to come up with a program called the PAC program that we communicated with Dr. Rodney Hammond out of Dayton, Ohio. And we have sought to utilize this concept. Maybe one of you out there may want to join with us or give us an invitation to come to where you are. PAC means Positive Adolescent Choices Training, designed specifically for youth, and we prefer ages 10 and under, females and males are separated in the classroom. The ideal size is to 10 youth per classroom. Elementary school teachers, and preferably, they are preferred. They are the ones who select students for participation based on social skill deficiencies, problems with aggressive behavior, or history of victimization. Training is provided twice a week in 50-minute sessions for half of the school year. Now, what that means is if someone out there is interested, be it a school administrator or private school owner, or anyone who gathers children, say ages 10 and under, and the reason we choose those ages is because they are more trainable. Once you get a 17-year-old in a classroom and try to teach that person certain basic skills, they are not going to be as perhaps as receptive as ones that are younger. They have been exposed already. Pardon me. They have been exposed to many of the elements of the world, and it would be more difficult to unlearn young people once they have been exposed. So, again, you can go through the call dial-in program. Let us talk about it. And if phone lines are ready, I'm most ready to receive you at this time. Toll free 1-888-627-6008. That is for North America. 530-413-4522 is anyone else that would be outside of North America. The next area that we will be talking about, if I don't have any call-in people dealing with school campus violence, would be dealing with drugs and the community. Drugs and the community. Now, that's a topic that virtually every community is faced with, irrespective of their economic condition, irrespective of educational levels, comes in all sectors of society, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're black or white, whatever the demographics of that community may be, drugs are everywhere. And if there's anyone out there who can say that drugs are not in their community, they may want to consider rethinking that statement. Drugs are pretty much everywhere in any town or suburban area or anywhere that we could think of. But now that they are here, the question is, what are we going to do about drugs and the community? Because drugs are tearing the communities apart. Law enforcement is watching, so we need to partner with law enforcement. We need to get involved with our community campaigns, community efforts, and bringing local law enforcement to our community-based organizations. They have the equipment, wherewithal to come to us and talk to us and give us various workshops and presentations, apprising us as to how to set up neighborhood watch programs, how to be on the lookout for cars up and down the road that we're not accustomed to. People walking up and down our streets that we don't know. And so, you know, it has the people of the community afraid in their own community. So that's something that certainly we as a global community need to talk about. Because, again, you have solutions out there. Then we talk about gangs and gang warfare. I don't know where gangs came from. I think perhaps, they have a lot of this stuff on television, pardon me, that has somehow been fantasized and looked upon as a glorified lifestyle. And it has captured the hearts and imaginations of many of our young people into believing that it's okay to join a gang because it's like a second family that has brothers and sisters and people to care for you. And that's anything but the truth. Gangs don't care for you. Gangs initiate people by having them to kill somebody else. Gangs are generally ran by older men or older women who's in this whole thing dealing with drugs and money. And they use human lives as patsies. So those are things that we need to come to grips with, because there's nothing glorified about gangs and gang warfare. right. Now, the next thing is teen pregnancy. Again, this is one of those situations where teenage pregnancy is something that has been around ever since the beginning of time. I grew up in a very small, protected town up in the mountains of western North Carolina, and it was unheard of to see or to know about a young lady in the town that was pregnant and was not married. That was something that was unheard of. That was just unheard of. Today, it seems to be a factor of life. It's portrayed on television as something that's perfectly okay. Our society has accepted it as, hey, it's okay. If you can afford to bring that child into the world and provide for it and love it, then it's okay. I want to hear from you because you have the solution. Is it okay? Is it acceptable? And we're talking about teenage pregnancy now. We're not talking about some 30-year-old who's working in the stock market, making six figures, who happens to get pregnant. We're talking about teenage pregnancy. My daughter and your daughter. Okay. So hopefully in the future, you will get on board with solutions. We want to hear from you. We need your input in order to stay alive. We need your financial support in order to stay alive. One way that you can help us is by going on our website, www.nsceinc.org, giving us $1, $5, whatever you can to keep us alive so we can continue this ministry on this beautiful world platform. And we will be gracious, grateful to you. The next item that we have, which is after teenage pregnancy, and that will be closeout for us for our broadcast today, is one that has a particular significance in my heart, is homeless children. Homeless children. It is, when we think of Sudan, when we think of starving children that are dying by the thousands each day, when we think about children here in America whose mothers are perhaps strung out on drugs, who have abandoned their children, and we even hear such horror stories as mothers selling their children for profits, for money to go and buy drugs. That's a pretty sad scene. Of all of these atrocities that take place, it is children that suffer. And they are defenseless. They are the ones who are caught in the middle. That has a special significance in my life, my heart, and I just need your input wherever you may be on God's plan. Homeless children. So those are the five pillars that make up our organization. That's what we're about. When we got started, we were given our 501c3 in 2009. I believe it was 2007. 2009 was when we were blessed with our book and the doctorate degree. But in 2007, we granted the 501c3 certificate, doing business as an educational consultant. process. It was a very difficult process. Our mission, again, is to do whatever may be necessary or desirable to assist at-risk and troubled youth, to educate them through community-wide workshops and symposia. We rely heavily upon volunteerism. We rely upon certified teachers and university professors, persons who don't mind doing a little pro bono work, pastors, and local law enforcement. As I shared with you, we had a beautiful workshop. We had two people there, one from the local law enforcement sheriff's department, from the crime prevention unit, who conducted a workshop on bullying. And then we had another young lady from All Girls Institute who did a workshop on the importance of reading. And they were two of the most appropriate workshops that you could ever imagine, because they were short and sweet. Kids enjoyed it. They got a hot meal, and everybody was out in a very relatively short period of time. We thank again wife and volunteers came and put on that program. Thought nothing about it. And today the kids are up at the stadium enjoying a football game. Compliments of the Black Male College Explorers program at Florida A&M University. Thank God for them. Now, as the time draws near, I want to thank the folk at BBS Radio, Internet Radio Program. I want to thank them for their hospitality, their kindness, helping me, assisting me in every way possible. For Doug and Don and all the others at the radio station, been so very kind and making sure that this my first day would be a smooth transition. I used to be a talk radio host many years ago when I was pastoring a church up in North Carolina, and we would go down into South Carolina. Sometimes we would just do pre-recordings, but for the most part we would do live programs. I would sometimes have a guest with me, and I foresee that will be the case here. We will try to do a variety of things as time goes by. We may incorporate some things here and there, respect to music and intros and promotional things. I would like to be able to invite someone to be on with me. From somewhere out there in the radio land, or perhaps someone locally, local pastors or perhaps educators or something. So before we close it down, I'm going to prevail upon my wife, if I can find her coming through somewhere, and have her to just say a word or hello to you or whatever it may be. Her name is Vera, and she is my traveling companion, best person that I know. And I just want her to, this, there's no reason to be nervous. This is a world platform that we're talking on, okay? So just say hello to the BBS listeners.
Hello, BBS listeners. I'm Vera Gibbs. And I'm very happy to be on with you tonight and looking forward to us doing this again. And thank you for your support, Endless.
All right. Thank you. Doesn't she sound sweet? That's all right. Let us say thank the Lord for her. All right. I'm going to leave you with a a word of prayer. And let me say that it has been a joy in talking with you today. I didn't get any responses. I'm told that the lines were down. And I know we do have a storm brewing across the southern part of the country. I know that we've had Irene has been through and all up and down the East Coast and all the way up to New York and Maine and Vermont and on beyond. And I know that we've had some turbulent weather, and that may have had some bearing on why the lines were, for the most part, down, and they were lighting up, but they were not able to get through to us because they were down. And one of the owners was indicating a while ago that it was most unfortunate. They apologized to us that so many of the people were not able to get through to us, but lines were lit up. So we thank, we thank the Lord for that. And I'm of the understanding that we can pretty much say what we want to say. So it's not a, you know, it's not one of those situations where we're afraid to talk about the Lord. I'm a pastor. My name is Reverend Dr. James R. Gibbs. I do want to have a word of prayer with you. So if you have someone beside you that you would not mind holding hands with them, we're going to pray for the power of this program solution. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, for this our opening debut solution. We thank you for this glorious opportunity and this ministry to speak on a world platform. Thank you, Lord, for the participants that wanted to come through on the air, on the airwaves, but were unable to come through. We do thank you, Lord, for our supporters, our partners, that whose names were read. We pray that somewhere along the line, they may be able to find out about us, that we are praying for them. Give $1 to save one partnership, Black Male College Explorers Program at Florida A&M University, Cornerstone Solutions Incorporated, Ernest J. Lane Men's Apparel, Promise Center of Excellence, and Scopake Publishing Incorporated. We thank you for those who are listening and wanted to speak with us but were unable to. We thank you for the men and women behind the scenes who made this radio broadcast possible. And we thank you for the men and women who have a desire to give to support this ongoing ministry. We thank you for the organization that the Lord allowed us to create, that is National Society of Christian Educators. And we realize that things take time. So we pray that as time continues on, that you'll find a way to give us your financial support. We ask these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And we pray that his work will be done here on this radio station. We ask it all in his name. Amen.